Calling all parents and teachers. It's time to rep Kid News and check out some partner brands and products we think you're going to love. Since it's an election year, how about a kid's book on voting? Or colorful ideas for a spring refresh of that messy homework desk? Plus, there's always fun Kid News swag. Moms, dads, guardians, and teachers, go to starglowmedia.com/shop to check it all out. If you're listening on a podcast platform, you can also find the store link in the description for today's episode. And don't forget, subscribe to Starglow Plus to skip the ads on all your favorite Starglow podcasts. Happy listening. Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Monday, February 10th, 2020. And we begin with one state trying to put the brakes on a sweaty middle school ritual. If California gets its way, no longer will kids in grades 5, 7, and 9 be tested on how well they do push-ups, sit-ups, chin-ups, and the mile run. Parents will remember it as the Presidential Physical Fitness Test. It has a different name now, but the premise hasn't changed. Find out how healthy kids are at different stages. Governor Newsom reportedly thinks the testing leads to bullying and body shaming and wants to pause the program for the next 3 years. Perhaps it will be changed or dumped altogether. One thing that isn't going anywhere, phys ed. Those classes will remain a requirement for graduation. A British Airways flight just set a new New York to London speed record, and for that, it can thank Mother Nature. The Boeing 747 reached speeds of 825 miles per hour as it rode the powerful winds associated with Storm Kira, which moved in on Europe over the weekend. The plane touched down at Heathrow Airport after just 4 hours and 56 minutes in the air, almost 2 hours less than it normally takes. The new record still needs to be verified, but if it holds up, it will be the fastest ever subsonic flight, meaning below the speed of sound, between the two cities. Now, the speed of sound is actually 768 miles per hour, and although this flight was faster, aviation experts say the plane did not break the sonic barrier because it was being helped along by the fast-moving air of the jet stream. Apparently, even orangutans know the value of a helping hand. On the island of Borneo in Southeast Asia, a wild great ape saw a man wading through thick, muddy, snake-infested waters. Even though those snakes are the orangutan's biggest enemy, the animal shimmied close to the edge and stretched out his arm to help the man out. A tourist on safari snapped a photo of the encounter, which is now warming hearts as it zips around the internet. Ultimately, the man didn't accept the orangutan's offer, only, he says, because they are still wild animals and unpredictable. The orangutan is Asia's only great ape, and its population is in swift decline due to habitat loss and hunting. Bone-chilling Antarctica may have just recorded its warmest day ever. Average highs this time of year are only in the 30s, but a research facility on the continent's peninsula just recorded a temperature of 64.9 degrees. The World Meteorological Organization says the area in question is among the fastest warming regions on Earth, with readings up almost 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit over the last half century. The majority of its glaciers are reportedly melting, with many showing an accelerated retreat over the last 12 years. The harshest penalty yet has been handed down in the college admission scandal. A 62-year-old dad by the name of Douglas Hodge just got hit with a 9-month prison sentence for paying $850,000 to get 4 of his kids into top schools. 2 ended up at Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and 2 at the University of Southern California. The dad was also apparently trying to get a 5th into Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles. Mr. Hodge admitted his guilt and said he was ashamed and remorseful. A dozen other parents, including Full House actress Lori Loughlin, have pled not guilty and are awaiting trial. That's it for Kid News. Now our Kid News quiz. Why does California want to pause physical fitness tests? The governor believes the statewide testing of sit-ups, pull-ups, and the mile run leads to bullying and body shaming. A flight just made it from New York to London in record time. What was its top speed? $825 miles an hour, thanks to a storm-related jet stream. What animal tried to give a human a helping hand? An orangutan in Borneo. A dad who tried to cheat his kid's way into college is going to jail for how long? Nine months. In one for the road. If at first you don't succeed, try again. That's just what a fireworks expert from Colorado did 1 year after his attempt to set a record failed. Over the weekend, Tim Borden launched what is now the world's biggest ever firework as part of the Steamboat Springs Winter Festival. The record-setting shell weighed 2,800 pounds, about as much as a Toyota Corolla, was 5 feet in diameter, and painted the night sky a brilliant red. The Guinness Book of Records was on hand and awarded him the honor on the spot. Before we go, our birthday shout-outs today go to Summer in San Francisco, Madden in Unionville, Missouri, Maya in Mooresville, North Carolina, Archer in Seattle, Brooke in Gilbert, Arizona, and Lennis, Carlos, and Melody in Castroville, California. We'd also like to say a big Kid News hello to Ms. Hudson's class at Edgewood Schools in Trenton, Ohio, and Ms. Hodges' 5th and 6th grade classes at Lady Mackenzie in Kirkfield, Ontario. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we really appreciate it if you could rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.